Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tohen V'Nitna, the laws of the claimant and the defendant, the Sefer Mishpatim, the Book of Judgments. We will continue the theme of the previous parakim discussing laws of oaths regarding monetary law, where in this parak we discuss specifically regarding the laws of what's called Moedim Mikzis, of a partial admission, and its obligation in the oath. The Rambam gets a lachal regarding what is the measurement of the money that has to be part of this claim and counterclaim of Moedim Mikzis. So, in Moedim Mikzis, Chayv Shum Natera, we said that's one of the three categories of a biblical oath, of partial admission, that's only actually yoyde b'pruta oyaser, that only if the admission is that of a pruta, which a copper, the lowest copper currency, or more, that's the minimum, and that's the regarding what he's admitting, and the yichper, and the denial, because it has to be admitting and denying, the denial has to be b'shtein me'in kesav oyaser, two ma'ah of silver, or more than that. Now, b'kami pruta, how much is a pruta for all time to know its value? Because not always do we have exactly pruta, is a mishkol chatzis sa'ar shel kesef naki. It's the weight of how much a half of a barley coin of pure silver is. That's how much the weight of a pruta is. V'kamayim shtei me'in, how much is for the denial that of tuma of kesef? It's mishkol shtei mishleishim sa'ar kesef mezukok. It's the weight of 32 barley coins of refined silver. Halacha beis. Kol kesef oma b'tar. Whenever it says in the Torah kesef, in many different contexts, Hu shekel hakodesh is the holy shekel. Bu esther ma, that's 20 ma, and we already explained what a ma is. V'chol kesef shadavrim, any kesef when it's regarding rabbinic law is the mimabeya yudushalayim. It's from the Yerushalayim coin shal yaselishlam, which was their sela, which was echem mishmoinu by kesef, where 1/8 of it was silver. V'ashan hakodesh, the rest was copper. Kamesh Brown, like we explained this in the third parak of Hilchos Kabbalah Mazik halacha yud. Now aval ma, what was the ma? He holds a kesef naki afil b'yushalayim, even Yerushalayim that was pure silver, the kesef Yerushalayim, and that's the kesef, that's the currency of Yerushalayim. Well, if he's based on this, shetzuchli is kfiras atanish kesef. This that they require that the denial of the claim has to be that of two silver ma. He midivreim, that's from rabbinic law. So therefore, it's regarding, we said there's a discrepancy between biblical law kesef and rabbinic law. So since it's rabbinic, so also isa shtei kesef shirushalayim. So they made it the two kesef, the two coins of Yerushalayim, which shein shtei me'in. We said it's a ma. We describe what their ma is, but it's these two ma of kesef. And but also isa shnei shkalim b'shekel kodesh. They didn't make it two shkalim of the holy shekel. That's only regarding biblical law, not regarding rabbinic law. That's the halacha that appears b'shir kfiras atayna regarding the measurement of the denial of the claim. Now, says the Rambam, but Rabbi Sehayru, my teachers have ruled shekfiras atayna, that the denial of the claim, how much has to be denied? Hu mishkol, it's a weight of tesha esay sa'iris v'chatzis sa'irim nakesev, 19.5 barley corns of silver. But v'yeshli kama rayis lister oisa haderech shetavsu, says the Rambam, but I have many proofs to contradict this path that they have taken, until where it comes out to them, the calculation, and the early Shutas appears to me that their calculation is an error, is a mistake, but rather like the Ram himself described how much the denial has to be. Halacha Gimel, continue with some cases. Let's say the claimant says, Shtei ma'in the pruta yesh li biyadcha. A two ma'ah and the pruta I have by you that you owe me. The defendant says, In lecha biyadil el pruta, it's not true, I only owe you a pruta. So Chayim is obligated because that's what he's doing. He's admitting to a pruta and he's denying the minimum of two ma. Now, but let's say he says, actually, you only have by me two prutas, pot is going to be exempt. Why? He's denying a little bit less than two ma because he's admitting to two prutas, not one pruta, and it was two ma and a pruta that he was claiming. So you have to deny at least two ma. Let's say he says, there's a mana, 100 dinar that I have by you. And the defendant says, actually, I only owe you a half a pruta. Pot is going to be exempt. Because like we said, if you admit to less than a pruta, it's like as if you didn't admit to anything, and therefore it's not a moedim mikzis, you didn't admit to partial of the claim. Halacha dalet, made tamam yesh li biyadcha. Let's say it says 100 dates I have by you. And the guy says, in lecha biyadil tishim, I only have 90 that I owe you. So Ryan, we see like this. Im ho yishav misham ho eser, shekafa ben. If the 10 dates that he was denying is worth shtei ma'in, tuma, which that's the minimum for denial, okay, then this, but then he has to swear moedim mikzis. If not, pot is going to be exempt because the denial is less than two kesef. Let's say it says, Chamisha yishisha egoizim yesh lebiyotcha. There's 5 or 6 nuts that I have by you. And the defendant says, In lecha biyotcha le'egizachas. Actually, I only have one nut that I owe you. So right, we see. Im shava echad pruta, if that one nut is worth a pruta, then nishba, that means to say he's admitting something worth a pruta. From lav of not, pot is going to be exempt because again, he doesn't have a haidah, an admission of a pruta. Anything something like this, again, the denial has to be for two ma, and the admission has to be at least for a pruta. Halacha hei continues regarding However, the halacha changes for kelim, for vessels, regarding the laws of moed mikzas. Because in a medrash, when we say what we just qualified up until this point was bekesef, whether with money, or be nischaris, or types of merchandise, or payers, or produce, or kism, and things like that. About kelim regarding vessels, then we don't evaluate the monetary value. Even if 10 needles that are worth a pruta, they only claim some 2 needles, which is worth way less than even a pruta. And hoyd ba'achas or kavav ba'achas, but he admits to one of the needles and he denies one of them. Chayiv, he'll be chayiv b'shvuah might mix this. Why? Because Shneimer says in the pasuk kesef akelim, money or vessels, which we see that kol akelim kekesef, we consider vessels automatically like kesef. So although kesef has a certain measurement, but kelim is its own category and it's automatically admitting and denying no matter what the value is. Now let's say tani kesef akelim. Let's say he claims him money and vessels. Now he admits to the vessels and he denies the money. So what's he denying? Kesef. So you have to qualify in kesef, it's halachas. So if in the denial, which is of the kesef, you have shteimon, a denial of two ma of kesef, and chayv is going to be liable. If not, pati is going to be exempt because the denial was in kesef, and in kesef you need to have two ma. Let's say the other way around. Let's say kesef, let's say he admitted the money, but he denied the vessels. So im hoyde bepruta, which the admission is in kesef, which the admission has to have a pruta, then chayv then you're going to be liable, because again it's in that category that there is a minimum. Anything similar like that, you qualify each one with its unique halachas. Halacha vav continues regarding the obligation of an oath that doesn't depend on the amount of the claim. Let's say hevel up eid echad, one witness testifies against the defendant, then afil la kafel el pruta. Then even if the denial was just a pruta, he's anish, but then he has to swear. And the reason for that is, anything that if there was two witnesses, they would obligate him, the defendant, to pay money. One makes him take an oath, and there you don't have the qualification that we have for Moedim Mikzas. Kate said, how so? So let's say the claimant says, pruta, either the pruta or something worth a pruta, I have by you. And the defendant says, in I don't owe you anything. Now a single witness says, no, you do have, you owe him that pruta. There is an ishbi, he has to swear. A biblical oath. That's the second out of the three categories of the biblical oaths. V'chem shvur sashemim, which is the third category. So to regarding the oath of the guardians. Afila hefker etzle pruta ishav a pruta, even if he deposited him a pruta or something worth a pruta. V'toyin sh'avda, and he claims it was lost, yishbi has to swear. Now, v'chol pachis mepruta, anything that's less than a pruta, in the moment it's not considered as money, vein bezin is kakalai, and therefore the court doesn't address that obligation for a claim less than a pruta for an oath. V'chem kol nishbom anaitin, anyone that swears and collects, you swear and you collect anything that's at least worth a pruta and more. This halacha that we said for two ma is only by moedim mikzas. Halacha zayin. Says the Rambam, hoy rabbeis, my teachers have ruled, shanishbon b'naitlin, that those who swear and collect, einam tzrichim tainish shtei kesef. They don't have to have a claim of at least two silver ma. But says the Rambam, and I say, shetzarcha nitva shiichba b'shtei min, that actually the defendant does have to deny a claim of two ma. And then and only then could the claimant swear with this rabbinic injunction of him swearing, and only then could he collect, which there are many questions on this and approaches in the Rambam's opinion in this. And he says, Shari and Nishbon betain the Safik, because those who swear regarding when there's a doubtful claim, they have to have between them a denial of tuma, and only then do they take an oath from doubt, like we say by partners and sharecroppers. And therefore, in this case of Nishbon Benaitlin, you do have to have a denial of tuma. Halacha Ches continues the Rambam regarding admitting to partial that it has to be from the same type as the claim. So ein moedim mikzas chayv shvua, a partial admission will not be obligated in the oath, at shetia hoidoya memin ataina, only that what he's admitting to is from the same species as what the claim is. So Kitzat Hasas Ram illustrates. Let's say the claimant says, kor chitim yesh lebiyotcha, there's a kor of wheat, a certain measurement of wheat that I have by you, that you owe me. And the defendant says, enlecho biyode ele lesa chitim, no, a half a kor of wheat is what I have by you. So chayv is obligated, he's admitting to part of the claim. Avalim amale, but let's say he says to him, enlecho biyode ele kor shil sa'irim, no, it's not a kor of wheat that I have by you, it's a kor of barley that I have of yours. Then pati is exempt. Why? Even though barley is worth less and it's like admitting to part, no, shamin shatani lahoydele boy. Because the species that he's claiming, which is wheat, he's not admitting anything of that. There's no wheat. Shamin shahoydele boy, loytani. And the species that he's admitting to, which is barley, that guy's not claiming. So there's no obligation, there's no partial admission to that guy's claim. Let's say he says, dinner zav yesh lebiyotcha bekad. He says, oh, there's a golden dinner, which is a type of coin, that I have by you, that's a deposit. And the defendant says, Leifkate etzle la dinner kesef. It's not true. You only deposit me by a silver dinner. Or let's say he says, Ma kesef efkate etzlach. A silver ma I have deposited by you. And the defense says, Leif Kades Leila Pruta, you only deposit him by Pruta, which is a copper coin. So Pati is exempt again. Shetonim in Echad, because he claims him in one type, and he's admitting him a different type. So let's say he tells him, Asara dinarim mitzriyas if Kades Lach. 10 Egyptian dinarim I have deposited by you. And the defendant says, Leif Kades Leila Asara Serbias. No, it's only actually from Tyre, 10 of those coins you have deposited by me. Again, Pati is exempt because the claim is different than what he's admitting to. Mechen cares if it's ending something like this. The halacha test, let's say it says, a large candelabra I have by you that you owe me. And the defendant says, no, I only have a small candelabra. So raise a pot, he's going to be exempt because a big one and a small one are not similar. Let's say he claims to him a menorah that has a weight of 10 litra. And he admits to him a candelabra that has a weight of 5 litra. Then Harizah might mix it. That is admitted to partial of the claim. Why? Because you could scrape down the metal, ulamid al-chamesh, and make it that of 5. So therefore, and the menorah is not going to change its form when it's just thinned out. So it is like the same thing, just partial. Pchin tana is a gadol. So let's say he's claiming from him a large belt that you owe me. Vamalei says to him, no, in l'chabiyel is a cotton. I only have a small belt of yours. Patsy is exempt. Because if you're going to cut it down to size, it's going to have a different cut somewhere else. It's not going to be the same thing. Let's say he claims from him a piece of cloth that's 20 amas. He admits him a cloth that's 10 amas, then he's an ish, but then he has to swear. Because you could cut it and make it to a size of 10, and it's part of the larger claim. Anything like that will have this qualification. Let's say there's a core of wheat I have by you. And he says, it's not true. I only have a core of barley that you have by me. So he's actually exempt even from the value of the barley. Why is that? He's admitting that. No. Shari Amrila, because he tells him, Ein li biyadcha sa'irim. Essentially, what the claimant is saying is that I don't have barley by you. Because he's saying, I have a core of wheat. And that's all I have. And that's what he's claiming. And the guy says, no, I have a core of barley. So the guy doesn't have to even pay. Not only doesn't have to swear, he doesn't have to pay the value of the barley. Because the claimant's admission nullifies the defendant's admission. And this is similar to like where a guy tells his friend in court, look, there's 100 dinarim that you have by me. And the other guy says, it's not true, I don't have 100 dinarim by you. They don't then obligate the guy who is admitting, because the guy is saying, you don't owe me. And this is the same thing over here, essentially. Now, but if the claimant does grab the monetary value of the barley which that other defendant is admitting to him, then imitz miyad, we don't take it away from him. Ultimately, the guy did admit, and the guy's grabbing it. And now he's in possession of it. Regarding the admission on one of the two types of claims. So, let's say someone's claiming from his friend two types, two species. And he admits to one of them. Then so the admission is from the same species as the claim. But if he has to take an oath, kitzar also. So let's say he says, he claims two things, a core of wheat and a core of barley. And the guy says, it's not true, only a core of wheat. So then chayiv, he's obligated because the claim had two entities and he's admitting to one of the two. So it's partial admission. Let's say the claimant started saying, there's a core of wheat that I have by you. Now before you get a chance to finish a sentence, and to say that a core of wheat I also have by you, the defendant jumps in and says, no, you only have by me a core of barley. Which, when he does that, we said before, that exempts him from the mixes because he's not admitting to partial claim. But if the guy would have finished the sentence, then it would have been claiming two and the guy would have been admitting to one out of two, which would obligate him. So it depends. If it's obvious to the judges that the defendant was being crafty and he was being deceptive, where he's going to, I'll admit, before he gets a chance to make the claim and therefore I won't have to take an oath, then Chayav Shvuah is obligated to oath. But if it looks like just out of his innocence, what? I only owe you barley? Then part of being exempt because ultimately he admitted before the guy made the claim. So it wasn't a mitzvah mixes. Halachid Beis, Karchid Mishli Biyotchal. Let's say the claimant says, a korb wheat I have by you. Amalei, he says, hen, yes. And then he says, Vakar Sarim. And also, wait a second, the core of barley you owe me. And normally he says, no, in the Sarim, you don't have to buy me barley. So Ariza Pat is going to be exempt. Because the Inza Mind Mix is not admitting to partial the claim, because this first claim is totally admitting and this second claim is totally denying. It's Achiyam Lubavas Achas, only when the claimant says it together as one. Korchitim Vakar Sarim, Yeshla Biyatra, a core of wheat and a core of barley I have by you. And the defendant saying, in the Chabiyat Lakar Sarim, no, you only have by me a core of barley. then he's admitting the partial of one claim. Anything like that, that's only when he's chayav b'shavua moed mikzas. Halachah gimel. Let's say the claimant says maloi, and the word maloi is important. Maloi asar kadishem and yesh lebiyatcha. The quantity of 10 jugs of oil that I have by you. And the defendant says, no, in lechabiyod el asar kadim leshemen. Actually, I only have 10 jugs without oil. Sapati is giving the example. Why? Shreitani shemen. The claimant wasn't claiming jugs actually with oil. He's claiming jugs worth of oil. So he's claiming the oil. And mohid lebacharasim. And he's admitting to him earthenware jugs, which are two different things. But let's say he was claiming asar kadim leshemen yesh lebiyatcha, not maloi, but 10 jugs of oil I have by you. So he's claiming the jugs with the oil. And the defendant says, "In lechabiyot el asar kadin rekan." No, I only have actually 10 empty jugs that you gave me. Then chayav b'shavua is going to be a libel in the oath. Shreitani hakadim l'shem, because he claimed to him two things: the jugs and the oil. Oil b'kadin, admits to him regarding the barrels. And mechigas says anything something like that again would qualify for one claim and admitting to part of that claim. Halachi yadalt, money li etzlecha halva. The guy says, 100 dinarim I have by you as a loan." And the defendant says, "Lahid var ma'ilam, never happened. B'loy levisim imchai, never borrowed money from you." But what I do want you to know is you do, however, have 50 dinar by me, but that was a deposit. I owe you 50 dinar because of damages or whatever similar types of things. Says the Rambam, my teachers have ruled this is considered admitting to partial, the claimant he has to swear. Why? Because he claimed from him that he owes him 100 dinar, and he admitted that he owes 50. So what's the difference if he's obligated to him because of a loan, because of a deposit, or because of damages? Ultimately, he's claiming 100 and he's meaning 50. And says Ramal Zed Daiti Noite, and that's how my opinion is also inclined towards that. Halachat Zvav, let's say the claimant says, 100 dinar and a vessel I have by you. And the defendant says, actually, the only thing you have by me is a vessel, and mehelach, and take it. Here's the part he's going to be exempt from Maidu Mimiktis, because of the halacha known as halach, like I'm not even admitting and denying. It's like this is yours already, so I'm not even admitting it. I'm just denying, and that's all I'm doing. But v'nishba hesis, like any total denial of claim, is take rabbinic oath. Generally, etzlei elazed that he actually only has this. I'm a balakli, but let's say the owner of the vessel actually says, "Wait a second, this thing that you're admitting and you're like saying here you have it already, ain't zehakli. This is not the vessel that I gave you that you owe me." So kol b'shvuasa shezekli. So including the shvuas hesis, the defendant also has to swear that this is his vessel. But let's say hoyda hanitin. But actually, let's say the defendant actually admits she'in zekilya. It's actually not the vessel of the guy he owes money to. Then the chayv lebachin actually just switched it with another vessel. Oh, then harizah chayav shvuah. Now he's gonna be chayav in the shvuah made the mix. And the reason that is because this is a situation where he claimed from him wheat and barley and admitted to one of them. Which that's what Ram is coming to tell us, that even though he gave him a vessel like in exchange for what was deposited, but that's not halach, because you didn't give him what was his. So essentially you're admitting to the vessel and denying the mana, and therefore, he would chayav shvuah b'miktzis. Another Rambam ends off by qualifying all along when we say, pater, what do we mean? Whenever we say in all these halachas, amayda miktzis, you're going to be exempt, here's a pater m'shvuah sater. It's only going to exempt you from the biblical oath, amayda miktzis. But chayav shvuah hesis, you're still going to be obligated in the rabbinic oath, like we explained many times, even if you're exempt from the biblical oath, the rabbi still said, with the smoke to his fire, the guy's making a claim, you still can't just walk off scot-free, even though you're making a total denial, and you have to take at least the rabbinic oath of Shavuos Hesis.